Kumba. Creativity. To do always as much as we can. In the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherit it.
Imani. Faith. To believe with all our heart in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. A man without values is a man that is unpredictable. To go back to tradition is the first step forward. Consciousness is accepting the fact that you're black and working from that revelation. Is maximize the good and minimize the bad.
We don't borrow from Africa. We utilize that which was ours to start.
The quotable Karanga, the quotable Karanga, the quotable Karanga. All praise is due to the black man. All praise is due to the black man.
Sifayote ina.
Sifayote ina. Two way you see. Sifayote ina. Abarigani. Bahere yaku nana. Abarigani. Mamu. Mamu. Una jambo.
Si jambo.
Si jambo.
Una jambo.
Si jambo. Kuchi chakulia.
Una jambo.
Barigani.
Sante.
Blacks can't be truly creative until they have a cultural context to create elements.
The quotable.
Mzuri Dada.
Quotable Kringa. Kawaida. We must name ourselves.
Speak for ourselves.
Great for ourselves.
Instead of being spoken for and defined by others.
Teach.
Ujamaa.
Learn.
Soul session 530.
Kuji Chakulia.
All praise due, Master Teacher.
Ujima.
Imani.
Nia.
Culture is the basis of all ideas, images, and actions. To solve is to move culturally by a set of values given to you by your culture.
Money.
We must carve a world out of the reality of our own being. Art must be collective, functional, and committing.
Self-determination.
Purpose.
Creativity. Direction.
Faith.
Imani.
Unity.
Umoja.
Where is the black man's nation? Where is the black man's nation?
Hopefully Quenu.
Bile bile.
All praise is due.
Sheham Forest.
Sheham Forest.
Hail Dambala.
Hail Dambala.
Sheham Forest.
Sheham Forest.
Hail Ilekpa.
Hail Ilekpa.
Sheham Forest.
Sheham Forest.
Hail Ezreli.
Hail Ezreli.
Sheham Forest.
Hail
Beelzebub.
Hail Beelzebub.
Sheham Forest.
Hail
Shango.
Hail Shango.
Sheham Forest.
I summon thee, evil one from the dead. Stand at your feet and nod your head.
Talking about stupid shit. And just let me rap. Whatever. whatever your creative bogus web is about. Stop it with that crap. And just... And let me rap. This is how I move forward. I'm out of the bullshit vibration. I'm out of the bullshit vibration. I brought the magnetic field and the plasma beam stream.
Mm-hmm. Names are not important, however. My name is Seth. Names are simply designations, symbols, and yet since you must use them, I shall also. I write this book with the cooperation of Rupert, who speaks the words for me. In this life, Rupert is called Jane, and her husband, Robert Butts, takes down the words that Jane speaks. I call him Joseph. My readers may suppose that they are physical creatures bound within physical bodies, imprisoned within bone, flesh, and skin. If you believe that your existence is dependent upon this corporeal image, then you feel in danger of extinction. For no physical form lasts, and no body, however beautiful in youth, retains the same vigor and enchantment in old age. If you identify with your own youth or beauty or intellect or accomplishments, then there is the constant gnawing knowledge that these attributes can and will vanish. I am writing this book to assure you that this is not the case. Basically, you are no more of a physical being than I am, and I have donned and discarded more bodies than I care to tell. Personalities who do not exist do not write books. I am quite independent of a physical image, and so are you. Consciousness creates form. It is not the other way around. All personalities are not physical. It is only because you are so busily concerned with daily matters that you do not realize that there is a portion of you who knows that its own powers are far superior to those shown by the ordinary self. You have each lived other existences, and that knowledge is within you, though you are not consciously aware of it. I hope that this book will serve to release the deeply intuitive self within each of my readers, and to bring to the foreground of consciousness whatever particular insights will serve you most. As I begin this book, it is late January, in your time, 1970. Rupert is a slim, dark-haired, quick woman now, who sits in a rocker and speaks these words for me. My consciousness is fairly well focused within Rupert's body. It is a cold night. This is our first experience in writing a complete book in trance, and Rupert was somewhat nervous before the session began. It is not just a simple matter of having this woman speak for me. There are many manipulations necessary, and psychological adjustments. We have established what I refer to as a psychological bridge between us, that is, between Rupert and myself. I do not speak through Rupert as one might through a telephone. Instead, there is a psychological extension, a projection of characteristics on both of our parts, and this I use for our communications. Later, I will explain how this psychological framework is created and maintained, for it is like a road that must be kept clear of debris. You would be much better off in reading this book if you asked yourself who you are rather than asked who I am, for you cannot understand what I am unless you understand the nature of personality and the characteristics of consciousness. If you believe firmly that your consciousness is locked up somewhere inside your skull and is powerless to escape it, if you feel that your consciousness ends at the boundary of your body, then you sell yourself short and you will think that I am a delusion. I am no more a delusion than you are. And that may be a loaded sentence. I can say this to each of my readers honestly. I am older than you are, at least in terms of age as you think of it. If a writer can qualify as any kind of authority on the basis of age, therefore, then I should get a medal. I am an energy personality essence, no longer focused in physical matter.
Thank you.
Some truths that many of you seem to have forgotten. I hope to remind you of these. I do not speak so much to the part of you that thinks of yourself as that part of you that you do not know, that you have to some extent denied and to some extent forgotten. That part of you reads this book, even as you read it. I speak to those who believe in a God and those who do not, to those who believe that science will find all the answers as to the nature of reality, and to those who do not. I hope to give you clues that will enable you to study the nature of reality for yourself, as you have never studied it before. There are several things that I shall ask you to understand. You are not stuck in time like a fly in a closed bottle whose wings are therefore useless. You cannot trust your physical senses to give you a true picture of reality. They are lovely liars, and such a fantastic tale to tell you that you believe it without question. You are sometimes wiser, more creative, and far more knowledgeable when you are dreaming than when you are awake. These statements may seem highly dubious to you now, but when we are finished, I hope that you will see that they are plain statements of fact. What I will tell you has been told throughout the centuries, and given again when it was forgotten. I hope to clarify many points that have been distorted through the years, and I offer my original interpretation of others, for no knowledge exists in a vacuum, and all information must be interpreted and colored by the personality who holds it and passes it on. Therefore, I describe reality as I know it, and my experience in many layers and dimensions. This is not to say that other realities do not exist. I have been conscious before your Earth was formed. To write this book, and in most of my communications with Rupert, I adopt from my own bank of past personalities those characteristics that seem appropriate. There are many of us, personalities like myself, unfocused in physical matter or time. Our existence seems strange to you only because you do not realize the true potentials of personality, and you are hypnotized by your own limited concepts. I am primarily a teacher, but I have not been a man of letters per se. I am primarily a personality with a message. You create the world that you know. You have been given perhaps the most awesome gift of all, the ability to project your thoughts outward into physical form. The gift brings a responsibility, and many of you are tempted to congratulate yourselves on the successes of your lives and blame God, fate, and society for your failures. In like manner, mankind has a tendency to project his own guilt and his own errors upon a Father God image, who it seems must grow weary of so many complaints. The fact is that each of you create your own physical reality, and in mass, you create both the glories and the terrors that exist within your earthly experience. Thank you.
wanna kick some stuff that sound really tired like I was hitting the crack, baby. Is it time for that? We shall see.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East, with priesthood from the church of the operating room, with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed in greed explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at huge heights, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. See the polka dots. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. Yellow and yellow. Blue flowers growing by the pond. Look, it's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more? Thank you. Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's the patient is worth to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. The computer to cup a coffee planet with my hand and astral planet detached. Turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brain waves. I see the mascot of evil. He's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone. Don't even think about it. Yes, as I go into the park. I see blue flowers, it's raining green by the pond. Blue flowers, it's totally raining green. Boy, blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers, different aspects of life. Blue flowers.
are the creators, you will refuse to accept this responsibility. Nor can you blame a devil for the world's misfortunes. You have grown sophisticated enough to realize that the devil is a projection of your own psyche, but you have not grown wise enough to learn how to use your creativity constructively. Most of my readers are familiar with the term muscle-bound. As a species, you have grown ego-bound instead, held in a spiritual rigidity, with the intuitive portions of the self either denied or distorted beyond any recognition. The hour is growing late. Both of my friends must get up early in the morning. Rupert is working on two books of his own and must get his sleep. Before I end this session, I ask you to imagine our setting, for Rupert has told me that a writer must be careful to set the scene. I speak through Rupert twice a week, on Mondays and Wednesdays, in the same large living room. The lights are always lit. This evening, it is enjoyable for me to look out through Rupert's eyes at the wintry corner beyond. Physical reality has always been refreshing to me, and through Rupert's cooperation as I write this book, I see that I was correct in appreciating its unique charms. There is one other character to be mentioned here, Willie, the cat, a beloved monster who is now sleeping. The nature of animal consciousness in itself is a highly interesting subject, and one that we will later consider. The cat is aware of my presence, and has on several occasions reacted rather noticeably to it. In this book, I hope to show the constant interactions that occur between all units of consciousness, the communication that leaps beyond the barriers of species, and in some of these discussions, we will use Willie as a case in point. Since we have mentioned animals, let me say here that they do possess a kind of consciousness that does not allow them as many freedoms as your own. Yet at the same time, they are not hampered in its use by certain characteristics that often impede the practical potential of human consciousness. Consciousness is a way of perceiving the various dimensions of reality. Consciousness as you know it is highly specialized. The physical senses allow you to perceive the three-dimensional world, and yet by their very nature, they can inhibit the perception of other equally valid dimensions. Most of you identify with your daily physically oriented self. You would not think of identifying with one portion of your body and ignoring all other parts, and yet you are doing the same thing when you imagine that the egotistical self carries the burden of your identity. I am telling you that you are not a cosmic bag of bones and flesh thrown together through some mixture of chemicals and elements. I am telling you that your consciousness is not some fiery product formed merely accidentally through the inner workings of chemical components. You are not a forsaken offshoot of physical matter, nor is your consciousness meant to vanish like a puff of smoke. Instead, you form the physical body that you know at a deeply unconscious level with great discrimination, miraculous clarity, and intimate unconscious knowledge of each minute cell that composes it. This is not meant symbolically. Now, because your conscious mind, as you think of it, is not aware of these activities, you do not identify with this inner portion of yourselves. You prefer to identify with the part of you who watches television, or cooks, or works, the part you think knows what it is doing. But this seemingly unconscious portion of yourself is far more knowledgeable, and upon its smooth functioning, your entire physical existence depends. This portion is conscious, aware, alert. It is you, so focused in physical reality, who does not listen to its voice. Who do not understand that it is the great psychological strength from which your physically oriented self springs. I call this seemingly unconscious the inner ego, for it directs inner activities. It correlates information that is perceived not through the physical senses, but through other inner channels. It is the inner perceiver of reality that exists beyond the three-dimensional. It carries within it the memory of each of your past existences. It looks into subjective dimensions that are literally infinite, and from these subjective dimensions, all objective realities flow. Oh, necessary information is given to you through these inner channels, and unbelievable inner activities take place before you can so much as lift a finger, flicker an eyelid, or read the sentence upon the page. This portion of your identity is quite natively clairvoyant and telepathic, so that you are warned of disasters before they occur, whether or not you consciously accept the message, and all communication takes place long before a word is spoken. The outer ego and the inner ego operate together, the one to enable you to manipulate in the world that you know, the other to bring you those delicate inner perceptions without which physical existence could not be maintained. There is, however, a portion of you, a deeper identity who forms both the inner ego and the outer ego, who decided that you would be a physical being in this place and in this time.
Yeah.
put down on sure, cause it is a magnetic
Grace 24/7. It's pretty intense, friend.
Something like that, maybe, I don't know, no question. I mean, that's just an element of it, that's just a driving force, an engine, if you will. All the mellow truths that you can dust steal. Some automatic jibber jabber, but now you ain't got so much of that blather. Real clear headed now, knowing that everything I thought I knew was always true. It's so much more.
The best hit song, otherwise it's gonna have a hell heck of a time getting this on the radio.
Sound experience of a lifetime. Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.